This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. In his final words, he called his execution a step backwards for humanity. Alabama executed Kenneth Eugene Smith last night with nitrogen gas, never used in an execution before. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
The execution took about 22 minutes. Smith appeared to remain conscious for several minutes. For at least 2 minutes, he appeared to shake and writhe on the gurney, sometimes pulling at the restraints. That was followed by several minutes of heavy breathing until breathing was no longer perceptible. Smith was one of two men convicted in the 1988 murder-for-hire slaying of a pastor's wife.
We're learning more this morning about the jail time of a Wall Street Journal reporter arrested on espionage charges in Russia.
Russian news agencies are reporting that Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich will be detained at least until the end of March. Today's hearing took place behind closed doors, but United States Consul General Stuart Wilson attended. The 32-year-old Gershkovich was detained last March while on a reporting trip. Russia's Federal Security Service alleged that he, quote, acting on the instructions of the American side, collected information constituting a state secret about the activities of one of the enterprises of the Russian military-industrial complex, end quote. Gershkovich and the Journal deny the allegations, and the U.S. government has declared him to be wrongfully detained. I'm Donna Warder.
Closing arguments begin today in writer E. Jean Carroll's defamation case against Donald Trump in New York. King Charles III is in the hospital in London for a scheduled prostate operation. Back here in the U.S., three people have been shot dead at an apartment complex in Arlington, Texas. No details yet, and no word on any arrests. Heavy rain in the forecast in the southeast today, and maybe flooding, say forecasters. Heavy snow possible in the northeast. This is AP News. How's the economy doing?
The economy grew at a surprisingly strong 3.3% pace in the last quarter of last year. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says people are still spending despite high interest rates and high prices.
Wages have risen more than prices. Middle-class Americans now have more purchasing power.
In Wisconsin, President Biden looked at the GDP headlines.
U.S. shatters expectations. Second headline, the U.S. economy boomed in 2023. Third, U.S. economy grew at a shocking pace. I love that shocking pace.
The numbers show inflationary pressures continue to ease. The economy has been a drag on President Biden's poll numbers, but there are recent signs of improving consumer sentiment.
Though some forecasters thought a recession last year was inevitable, President Biden and I did not.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
From lashes for days with the Viral Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara to awakening your eyes with lift and color from the Brilliant Eye Brightener, Thrive Cosmetics is the go-to when you want to amplify your everyday look. Plus, every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients that work with your skin. And for every product purchased, Thrive Cosmetics donates to help communities thrive. So every time you use your favorite Thrive Cosmetics product, you're helping communities you care about too. Amplify your everyday. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/shine26 for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/shine26.
Switching between tools for one project gets disjointed, especially on tight deadlines. Grammarly built a game-changing writing surface tailor-made for professionals to help you move ideas forward and sharpen your writing. You can brainstorm ideas, summarize meeting notes in seconds, or strengthen a proposal without context switching. Easy to get started and even easier to finish. Sign up for Grammarly free and get your professional writing from draft to done. Visit Grammarly.com. That's Grammarly.com.